What I can tell you is that as a social democratic political party, our manifesto is human-centered. It is human-centered and around participation, inclusion, transparency, accountability. Our focus is on reclaiming, because our motto is a new Uganda. The promise of a new Uganda in terms of respect for human rights, inclusion, accountability, transparency, among others. A new Uganda in terms of human dignity, consultation, addressing the issues of historical injustices, and having a new beginning as Ugandans. Many of us are prisoners of conscience. We want to be free. We want the military knee on our neck not to exist anymore.
We learned that the Honorable Bobi Wine has rejected the government security that was provided to him by the Electoral Commission. Why?
We rejected it because as we left the nomination venue in Chiambogo, just outside the gate, with the presence of the Electoral Commission that was fully fledged, we were rudely interrupted because there was high military presence, not even police. The military, red top and anti-riot and all those militaries that staged a very brutal roadblock. A military that used a wheel spanner and a pistol to break the windscreen of our presidential candidate's vehicle in which he was traveling with his wife. And they threw in canisters of tear gas. He was brutally pulled out of the vehicle, his suit torn. He was pushed in a military van and tear gas and pepper sprayed all the way. The speed at which we were driven, it was as if he was driven alone, isolated from us. We couldn't celebrate this great achievement. It was devastating. They are actually a source of insecurity for him. So there is no way we are going to accept people who are partisan, military that is partisan.
The Honorable Bobi Wine, he has said that this election is not going to be like the usual election. It is a revolutionary election. What exactly does he mean?
We are very defiant because we are in a situation of rule by law, not rule of law. All the decisions, directives are in favor of the NRM. And the intimidation and the arrest and the brutality is to another level. So we are resilient when we talk of the struggle. We are determined to defy this. Nothing is going to intimidate any of us. That is what he's talking about.